Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Avis back with the next edition of my podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about the futility of carrying disappointments. Yesterday, I delivered a talk at a local Rotary Club. The title of my talk was Help Yourself to Happiness. I shared anecdotes and learnings from my life, and I told people that we all have the choice to be happy despite our circumstances. A member in the audience came forward after my talk and asked me, "Avis, what is your biggest disappointment?" I replied instantaneously. I said, "I have no disappointments." But the man pressed on. He said, "How can that be? When you are in such a terrible financial state, when you have no money to cover even your living expenses, when you owe so much to so many people, how can you say you have no disappointments in life?" I smiled at him and I shared my learning from life with him. It is not that I have not felt disappointed before. It is not as though I don't feel disappointed when our efforts to put our business on track fail every single time that we try. I have realized the futility of carrying disappointments. I have understood that they are a burden. Now, what is a disappointment? Simple. An unfulfilled expectation is a disappointment. A lost opportunity causes a disappointment. But life does not bother whether you have an expectation or not. If you have an expectation from life and it goes unfulfilled, it is your problem. Life just goes on. Similarly, you got an opportunity and if you blew it, it's your problem. Life gave you that opportunity, you did not make use of it. So who is to blame? And what is the point in holding on to that blame, the guilt, the disappointment? Because the lost moment, the lost opportunity is never going to come back. So why hold on endlessly to this feeling of being disappointed? That has been my learning. That has been my awakening. In my case, surely there's a lot of scope for disappointment. I need not have taken some business decisions that led to our firm's bankruptcy and to my family being pushed to the brink of penury. I ought to have saved money for our children's future when our business was doing very well and when my wife Vani used to implore me to do so. But that time's gone. Those questionable decisions were made. The opportunities were lost. Events happened and we are in the state we are in. What has happened is irreversible. What's the point in being disappointed now about whatever has happened in the past? I've learned to look at my life this way. Understanding and avoiding disappointments helps in any context in life. A disappointment always brings grief and depression along with it. Together, they make a debilitating cocktail of emotions that can hold you hostage forever. Instead of being a slave to these emotions, be free. Learn from your mistakes, learn from your choices, from your decisions, and let go of all disappointments and guilt. Forgive yourself for what you did. Forgive others for what they have done. This does not mean that you become casual about what you have caused. This is not abdication or irresponsibility. I certainly don't see dropping disappointments as irresponsibility. In fact, choosing to remain non-worrying about my future, non-frustrated about the outcomes of my efforts, and non-suffering about whatever pain I am having to undergo, I am actually helping myself to happiness. This state of happiness helps me focus. It helps me see the futility of being pinned down by disappointments. It helps me let go of any wasteful emotion that will weigh me down, like anger, grief, guilt, anxiety, worry, or fear. It is only through focus and fervor that I can retain the faith to change my current reality. So if you ask me, happiness is a hugely profitable choice. You too can profit from happiness. Just let go of all your disappointments and whatever is pinning you down. You will feel liberated, you will find focus, and you will move forward freely. If you like this podcast and would like to follow me, please download my app called Avis Vishwanathan on Google Play or on the App Store. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Avis Vishwanathan is my handle, or you can find me on Instagram as The Happiness Wala. You may also want to look up my book, Fall Like a Rose Petal, on my website www.avisvishwanathan.in. It is also available on Amazon.com, Amazon.in, and on Flipkart.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.